This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 54 for Friday, September 8th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market saw small declines due to pressures from harvest and vegetable oils. Statistics Canada also reported a 13.7% rise in canola ending stocks compared to last year at 1.506 million tons as of July 31st. Chicago soil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil were all down on Friday. However, crude oil went up due to extended supply curbs from Saudi Arabia and Russia. The Canadian dollar was up a quarter of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. StatCan also reported today that the nation's unemployment rate remained at 5.5%. Temperatures across the prairies are expected to be in the high teens to low 20 degrees Celsius later today, with rain in northern parts of Saskatchewan. The November canola contract was down $2.90 per ton at $780.10. In the U.S., soybeans were slightly higher, while corn and wheat were lower. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's weekly export sales report showed that there were 15,200 tons of net cancellations for 2022-23 corn for the week ended August 31st. Meanwhile, net sales for new crop corn totaled 949,700 tons during the week at the higher end of pre-report trade estimates, with nearly half going to Mexico. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange expects El Niño rains as it estimated production for its 2023-24 corn crop to be 55 million tons compared to the drought-affected 34 million from the previous year. The December corn contract was down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.84. For U.S. soybeans, 155,600 tons of old crop were exported during the week ended August 31st, despite the trade's highest estimate being zero net sales. For new crop, 1.783 million were exported, mostly to unknown destinations in China. Soy meal sales totaled 297,100 tons for old crop and 143,100 tons for new crop. For soy oil, there were 900 tons of net sales cancellations for old crop, mostly from Canada, as well as 2,500 tons of new crop sales. Argentina's soybean crop for this year was projected at 50 million tons, compared to 21 million the previous year. The November soybean contract was up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.63. Statistics Canada reported a 2.2% year-by-year decline in wheat stocks as of July 31st at 3.584 million tons. There were 370,300 tons of new crop U.S. wheat exported for the week ended August 31st, up 13% from the previous week but down 11% from the four-week average. In addition, 11,200 tons of 2024-25 wheat sales were made to Mexico. Argentina's wheat crop for next year is expected to be 16.5 million tons, compared to 12.2 million last year. South Korea rejected all offers in its 45,000-ton tender for Canadian milling wheat. The December Chicago wheat contract was down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.96. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.32. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.71. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, September 8th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.